With a bit of a frog in my throat, but apart from that, things aren't too bad. I really want to talk about a new dock I bought. It's the first ever dock I've bought for my iPhone, and it could work equally as well on an iPod Touch, or in fact most of the iPods. It's a dock from Sony, and it's the SRS GU10 IP. But if you put Sony SRS 10 on Amazon, that will bring up the dock for you to peruse the specs. Now it's either 20 or 30 watts output, but that really doesn't matter for me because I don't want a small dock to be really, really loud. What I wanted was a dock that had a small enough size to fit on a bedside table or in the kitchen, and that would have a, you know, a nice warm sound to it. And I think I've achieved that with this dock. It's got a simple remote that lets you control the functions of the iPod, like menu, shuffle, up-down volume controls, input, so you can choose between iPod input, which you would use one of the various adapters, or just plug it in straight into the 30-pin connector on the device. And also, you can connect a headphone input to it. So, for example, I have my laptop connected in, and have my iPod connect, or my iPhone, and I can just switch between the two. What really attracted me to this dock was that there's just literally four buttons on the front. Going from left to right, you've got on, input select, then you've got the part where you put the iPhone in, then you've got volume down and volume up, so really simple. The cabinet also attracted me because although the front part of the dock is plastic and a cloth grill, the main cabinet of the dock is like polished black, kind of piano black. It's a lacquered or polished wood, and I thought that was a really nice touch on a dock. Now the dock, it was RRP is kind of £90, but on Amazon at the moment they've got it for £65. I got it for £62 for some reason, and it's in our kitchen now, and it sounds really quite good. The bass boost I generally have off, and I have it at low volumes. It's really got quite a full sound. And there's my speech. And the nice thing about the bass boost is that when you do turn it on, it just adds a subtle bass hint to the lowest notes that you're going to get, like drums or bass guitars. It's not a really overblown sound. So that's just my quick take on the Sony SRS GU10. For me, it's been a good purchase, and I may buy another one for the bedroom. Okay, thanks, hope you enjoyed that. At the moment I'm in the back garden, and I just poured a pint of Banks's bitter, just Tesco, a quid a bottle, cheap and cheerful. I believe Aldi do it for 99p. Now Banks is a beer that reminds me of Hereford, I guess, because it was all kind of all around the area when I was a student at RNC. So I also hope it didn't undersell the dock on its sound quality. It's got, as I say, it's got a nice, really warm sound, but you can, it will kick out a fair bit of volume, and it doesn't seem to distort really. So, yeah, just check out the reviews. I think it's really good. Thanks.